KFW Mobile.
KO4CM Mobile.
Andrew, happy Monday.
I'm so excited. Monday.
How was your weekend? I didn't do much of anything. A little bit of chores around the house.
Same here. I don't think I did anything. I didn't get my weed eating done. I kept procrastinating, and now it's Monday morning.
Me, I opened the door to let the dog back in this morning. It was raining.
Ain't expecting it either. I know there's a cold front coming in, though, the way I hear.
Used to be in the 30s, like Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning.
I mean, to go from, suppose it was mid-70s during the day and 30s in the morning whenever we get up.
It was in the afternoon and then the sweatshirt in the morning, right? Friday they were working on all the heat in the building, making sure all of it was working.
Phone they gonna need it. Now, how's your wife enjoying not working? She getting stir crazy yet?
Pretty good. And she says she's not gonna go back.
Yeah. Hope she's able to do that. I know my parents, they've tried it a couple times and end up going back to work for some reason or another.
A lot of projects to do, right? KN4TFW.
Be sure, or just want a little more spending money or something. Like my mom, she works at Ingles, and my dad, he would be home working on all kinds of stuff all day long, and I guess it got to a point where he was gonna go work part time. So he runs a little gas station at the same angle she works at. What the world? Yeah, they've been back and forth a few times where they retired and went back into the workforce and then retired again. So we'll see how long it lasts. KO4 CEF.
If you get to be 67 now, you can you make as much extra money as you want, and it won't hurt your Social Security.
I got a while before I'm worried about it. Who knows what the age will be by then?
Young people not working, and for us, it'll be 90, right?
Fortunately, I don't know. I'm reading an article, and it was talking about that exact same thing, where people are just not working. It's going to be a bad thing in the future. I mean, the more people just stay out of the workforce or don't really want to work, it's not going to work out for us.
Keep trying to judge the economy by, you know, how many people are filing for unemployment. But, you know, when you got billions of people that aren't filing because they just don't want to work, I mean, that kind of skews the numbers, don't you think?
Totally, because, I mean, then they're just not even part of the workforce anymore. They're just sitting at home, and I don't know. I don't know how you sit at home and not do unemployment and not look for a job. I don't know. I don't know how you make it. That's been the biggest chunk out of our spending money.
You know, raising kids, and they all, you know, they all want to eat. I know I raised three boys, and that, and they were all big. So it's like, man, it's a handful just to feed them.
Oh, yesterday, I remember what it was. It was for the week or something, and we'd already spent over $200 on groceries and still had another week to go. I was like, what the world? And my wife's like, what am I doing wrong? I'm like, in this day and age, nothing. I mean, you know, everything just keeps going up and nothing's coming back down. Not even fuel, and now it's creeping back up.
Is this, we ain't even hit the worst of it yet.
Waiting on it, and it just hadn't ever gotten here. We just can't seem to get on the downhill side of it.
Mississippi River, you know, a little bit low. You can't get no grain down through there. And that, it's, and then, you know, the Midwest isn't getting any rain. And that, so it's going to be, you know, it's going to catch up with us by summer next year.
A chance of it. Although it's funny, because, you know, Lake Mead was a big thing for a long time, and it just seems like they're not talking about it as much right now.
I saw a couple of articles that were saying there was a few towns that their water was fixing to run out?
I do. I mean, there's just no quick answers.
So that was one article I read said it was a miscalculation on the, you know, how much water would be available and how much water each state could take when they all started pulling from there.
Estimated. Weird, because, I mean, it used to be in the news all the time, and just not really hearing much about it anymore, so I guess we've got to move on to the next crisis as people lose interest.
It was really bad this morning, KM4 TFW. Just get checked out so we can get, you know, lined up with a new family doctor and get all of our checks done on that. So I finally got all my test results back. Seems like I'm in pretty decent shape anyway.
Shoot, I told the wife I need to make me an appointment. I think it's been over a year since I've had my blood work done, checked my cholesterol and all that. So I think it's time to do it again.
2018 for me.
I gotta start going and worrying about business.
Still moving.
Last weekend, or just do all your chores around the house?
You know, my little, I wrote on the antenna, you know, on the mast, which one was which band and everything, so I could aim it, but that's kind of faded out, so we went to renumber it and everything, and I got up on top of the roof, and that, for whatever reason, they're just, the longer I was up there, the more wasps there were. I don't know if they were coming out of the little box on top of the antenna where they all, the hamsticks screw into, or if they were in the chimney or what. It's finally, I just had to get down before I got finished.
Your choice. Plus, they'll all be dead soon. I mean, most of them will die off once it gets cold.
4 HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
KO4 CEF.
Morning, Patrick. KN4 CFW.
And yeah, it won't be long to them wasps and bees and all that going into Never Never Land.
The nest up there in the little box where all my wiring is, that'd mess up my SWR.
No clue on that one.
Hey. No, honestly, it don't take my whole lot to mess up SWR, especially the higher frequencies you go. Little aero antenna this weekend, and it said that my 70 centimeter signal was over 2 on the SWR, and I kept trying to figure out what it was, which coax it was, and finally unplugged the coax and hooked it straight to the antenna, and then my SWR went back down to 1 something. So I'm like, God almighty, so now I got a bad coax on the antenna itself.
Many years, it seems like everything I've touched on my radio this past week has gone bad.
Just the hot and the cold and temperature change, but I mean, mine's the same way. I mean, everybody's car sits outside, but I'm sure that affects it so much.
So, and that piece of coax, it come over from the other tool truck, so it's a couple years old now, probably three years old, so it's had some miles on it.
The coax, I'm looking for options this weekend to do something with the drywall, so I'm running the coax straight in instead of coming up through the floor, you know, and having it right next to the edge of the carpet. So I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'm definitely going to have to do it at some point.
The hole is the same size as the coax, right from the carpet through the outside.
Not to have to go up under the house. God, I hate going up under the house. You got all these mutant creatures that live up under there. It's just, God, it just unnerves me for whatever reason.
Most part.
I did find a snake skin under there one year. That really unnerved me then.
That stuff, like Ken said, won't bother you, but snakes and spiders, they tend to have a mind of their own sometimes. But I have found and I've heard over the years that mothballs, snakes can't stand them, so they don't stay around long.
There, if there wasn't any mice and chipmunks.
There's some around. I mean, we get them every so often. And I know we've had chipmunks and everything else running around the house, so there's definitely some food around somewhere, but as long as he does his job and takes care of them and stays away from me, I'll be all right.
Got something I got to worry about that I've never had to in the house. An armadillo. Had one run through the yard a couple weeks ago.
Never seen around here. In all the years I've been hunting, I've never seen one. And that's crazy. I mean, consider they are around here, you just never see them hardly.
Just this area, but I've seen two of them this year. One coming up the mountain on 25, and then one in my yard. So, like I said, they're not native to this area.
Well, gentlemen, at that time, I'm going to head on in here and start getting ready for this meeting. Today's my late day, so I'll get off about 5:30 or 5:40. Who knows? We'll see. But anyway, y'all have a good one. Be safe out there on the road, and hopefully we'll talk at you this evening, if not in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Fest this weekend.
We'll talk with Gary this weekend. I may ride down with him. He's got some stuff to sell, so I may hang out with him that day. Anderson Ham Fest Saturday morning, and it was interesting.
A little bit. I wasn't in a good spot.
I said I went to that Anderson Ham Fest Saturday, and it was interesting. It was a little smaller than I figured it was going to be, but I don't know, maybe it was an off year.
Getting rid of as much, probably.
But when I was there, there was only five or six tailgaters that were selling stuff, and then you had the club trailer, and they were setting up for food, and that was it. I didn't get there until after 9 o'clock.
Another big one the week before or something. Seems like if they're back to back to back, then, you know, you don't get as much participation.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. It just seemed a little off. So hopefully next year will be better. Are you going to go to the Gaffney Ham Fest?
I don't need to spend the money. I mean, there's a couple of things, a couple of cords that I need or whatever, you know, programming cords and that, but that's about it, really.
You had to spend any money, but it's good to get out of the house and just walk around and meet other people.
Be right about that.
That's more what I'm doing than anything. It's just trying to get out of the house. So I'm cooped up there all weekend.
For TFW. Yeah, I got a few projects I got to get ready this weekend, because next weekend we're going to see the daughter. So I got a Christmas tree that I'm taking to her and some other stuff. I got to figure out how to get it all in the car, and I got to halfway set up the Christmas tree to make sure that the lights work, and this Christmas tree has always given me a fit about which plug to plug in to make the lights work, and that, so I got to label all that.
Okay.
Switch to the other one.